Bosco, Malua, Bosco, Bosco, Bosco.
Thank you.
Just out of curiosity, how many people here went for the Coldplay concert? Oh, quite a few, quite a few. Oh, upstairs also. Oh, Coldplay can pay, huh? No, I heard the Coldplay concert was incredible. It was so, you know, amazing. There were fireworks, and then there were also the bracelets, right? That you could do a light show with the bracelets. But apparently, after the concert, you had to give back the bracelets. How many people here gave back the bracelets? Stupid, huh? Apparently, they wanted you to give back the bracelets because Coldplay is environmental. And they wanted to reuse the bracelet. Like that, after the concert, give back our money, like we also want to reuse. Nonsense. But the reason I couldn't go for the Coldplay concert was because I was shooting that night, of all places, Bukit Jalil. So I was there, and I could see the stadium was right in front of me. And I could see the fireworks. It was so epic. I'm glad they chose the Mat Salleh fireworks. Right, got this pattern, got the star and the flower. Because if they had gone with the Chinese fireworks, it would have been a disaster. Man, the last song there, I will try to fix you. Thank you. Next morning, the field all red. Poor Hannah, you were there vacuuming by herself. No cost lah, just me, I vacuum. But I was not even sure if the concert was going to go ahead. Because there were protests, right, by our favourite people. Right? And there was a petition, and the government actually said that they were going to use the kill switch on the Coldplay concert. Did you hear about that? That must have freaked out Coldplay, right? Right, they'd be like, oh, apparently they're going to use the kill switch on us, Chris. What's that about? Do a Google search, out pops Altan Kim Jam. They're like, what exactly are they killing with the switch, Chris? So I'm glad that Coldplay went ahead. Because we waited over 20 years for Coldplay to happen, right? And so when
yes, Anwar
gave the green light, I was like, well done. But here's what I think happened. I think he was under a lot of pressure to cancel the concert. But he allowed it to happen because when he waited over 20 years for something, we gave him. So fair lah, fair. Huh? We get Coldplay, you get PM. You want second term? Bring Eminem.
Isn't it?